First, there's been a steady rise in deaths related to opioids in Wisconsin since the year 2000. The use of powerful drugs such as heroin or fentanyl have exacerbated the problem in communities across the country. In 2014, 622 people died from opioid-related overdoses in Wisconsin. One of those people was 19-year-old Archie Badura. In the wake of Archie's death, his family took action to raise awareness about the dangers surrounding opioids and to prevent more deaths. Archie's mom, Lori Badura, is the founder of Saving Others for Archie, or SOFA. Lori, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Judith. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I'd like to ask you to start by telling us about your son, Archie.
Well, as every parent dreads, this is not the conversation I'd like to have. I'd like to be talking about his graduation from college or a future wedding. But unfortunately, I lost my son. It will be 4 years this May to the epidemic, and I am in a flood of other families that is in the same position. Unfortunately, our country is caught up in a huge epidemic. Archie was an amazing child. He was my firstborn. I have two kids, Archie and Augie. They were 2 years, 2 weeks apart, and they were kind of like twins, just inseparable and best friends. And Archie was just a loved life, loved people, and he was magnetic. He had a magnetic smile and personality, and he absolutely did not want to die. Unfortunately, mental illness and addiction got the best of him, and for the 4 years that he was in high school, I had a folder called Saving Archie, and I did everything possible as a parent to save him, and I wasn't successful.
Families deal with grief in many ways, and one way that you and your family have dealt with Archie's death was to start your charity, Saving Others for Archie. What has this group been working towards, and how are you trying to achieve that?
Absolutely. It's nothing that you ever can think of. Some people with their grief, we all grieve in different ways, but doing something to help others is the way I'm surviving my grief, because every single day is not easy when you lose a child, and it doesn't matter what age. People keep saying it gets better, but it really doesn't. I feel that Saving Others for Archie is unique because our nonprofit is very, very targeted and focused on bringing hope. We bring empathy when there's really, in this world, there's not a lot of empathy out there right now. There's some wonderful organizations in Wisconsin, especially southeastern Wisconsin, that that I support. I get about 2 to 3 calls a week through my Facebook page. I don't have a website, but Saving Others for Archie on Facebook, you can find me. And people will messenger me, or they'll call me through there. My number's on there. Or they'll Google heroin mom, and my name comes up. So what I am is an empathetic ear to families that are looking for help for a loved one, whether it could be somebody older, it could be a cousin, it could be their child, like it was for me. And I let them know that I am not a professional, but that I was there. I'm there for them when nobody was there for me. And I have a whole resource guide that I give to them and try to really just be an empathetic ear and try to get the person that is really dealing with an addicted person, them help first, trying to seek, help for them to get the support that they need to help their loved one.
Well, Lori, one thing that's a little different about your group is that it's faith-based. And why did you choose that approach?
Well, Archie was very faith-based. If you go to Saving Others for Archie, we grew up at St. Joan of Arc in Neshota. And we, our whole family, my first communion there, Archie's first communion is on my page, and you can see him at his first communion. And, we were really a faith-filled family all the way, to the end, even for Archie. So I believe that he's up there now helping me do what I'm doing down here, because certainly I am not doing this on my own. I mean, I have been in Washington, D.C. not once but twice in this past month. I'm really making some ground, and I know it's because of prayer, and I believe that this epidemic is not going to end on policies and legislation changes. It's going to end with all of us pushing up our sleeves and starting to pray, too, because we're in the worst epidemic this country has ever seen. It's 9/11 every 2 weeks, and I just find it shocking that I don't see the outrage. So I think a faith-based community and nonprofit is what was needed, because we offer hope. I have an epidemic prayer of hope that actually was just read on C-SPAN. It's on my website, my Saving Others for Archie on Facebook. But it was actually read by the Drug Czar on Facebook, because it's hope that we need to give. And that's my goal, is to get every single organization using this prayer card as much as possible.
There is a large amount of money that is dedicated in this new omnibus spending bill to the opioid crisis. What are some ways that federal money and what comes to states, how could that be best used to both prevent deaths from opioid addiction and to support those who are trying to get their loved one through addiction?
Well, Judith, I can tell you I'm thrilled that there's money coming. It's so needed. I can tell you this past weekend alone, I worked with an individual trying to find treatment, and we still don't have a bed for this individual from northern Wisconsin. And I tell you, we are so lacking beds right now for recovery. There's just not enough places for beds. There's money that needs to be spent on prevention, and then there's money that really needs to be spent on recovery. And I think addiction is really something we need to look at as it's a long-term. I mean, that's something for the rest of our life that you deal with, just like you would diabetes or anything else. It is something that absolutely you work on every single day, just like anything else that you manage. And I think as the money comes in, we really need to put it towards prevention and trying to get some more treatment centers and more beds, because this is an epidemic and there's so many people that want help. And we also need to reach out to the people that have recovered and are living in recovery every day. They just are doing a fantastic job, and I don't think we talk about that as much either.
And Lori, in just about 30 seconds, what message do you have for other families who are coping with the opioid crisis right now?
Well, there's hope. It doesn't have to end up like Archie. There is absolute hope. You can get help, and help is out there. Don't take an answer of no. Don't let insurance push you away. Get as much education as possible. We do have a jump on May 19th in Oconomowoc. It's called Jump for Archie, Jump for Prevention, and I'm inviting everybody from 11:30 till 2 p.m. to come to that event. There'll be great resources, and it's going to be a wonderful day.
Lori, thank you so much for joining us. That was Lori Badura. She's the founder of Saving Others for Archie. She joined us to talk about the advocacy organization she started after her son Archie's death in 2014 from a heroin overdose. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're listening to Central Time.